You are listening to Mindfully Well with Mel, episode number 78. Hey friends, welcome to Mindfully Well with Mel. I'm your host, Melissa Ike. I'm a registered nurse, certified functional nutritionist, and life coach who empowers busy women to attain the life they love and to feel well inside and out. This podcast dives deep into the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of what it looks like to live mindfully well. So let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. I'm so excited to bring on one of my current clients, Molly, to today's episode. Molly is currently enrolled in Mindfully Well. She's just wrapping up her first round and she is moving on to do her second round. And on this episode, we're going to talk about why she joined and what we actually did during her time in Mindfully Well. I really think that this is going to help you understand what the roadmap would look for you or could look for you when you come into the program. A little bit of a background on Molly is that she's a busy working mom. She has three kids. She was quite stressed before she joined the program. She ultimately wanted to achieve an increase in energy and also weight loss. She had tried many times before, and we also talk about that in today's episode. But what I want you to really think about during this episode is that she was somebody who had tried so many times before, and what we ended up doing in Mindfully Well is finding answers as to why she wasn't actually losing weight. What she ended up having was a lot of inflammation from poor gut health and hormonal imbalance, specifically estrogen dominance. And I'm going to walk you through what we did for her and her entire experience through Mindfully Well. But before I get to our chat together, I want to let you know that Mindfully Well is open for enrollment. Mindfully Well is my signature 4-month coaching program where I will help you achieve lifelong weight loss. And the way we do this is by balancing your hormones, we work on your stress, we increase your energy, and ultimately you get to live in a body that truly feels like yours. You get to feel confident in your body, you're going to keep up with your kids, especially in the summertime, which is on the horizon, and you're going to be able to accomplish everything that you want in this beautiful life. And honestly, summertime is the best time to join Mindfully Well, and here's why. I know that you want to feel confident this summer. I know that you want to actually get in the pool with your kids. I know that you want to go on vacation and you don't want to worry about every little morsel that you're going to eat. I know that you want to go to all of your events and your social gatherings and not have all the mind drama that you always take with you on what's right and what's wrong. Should you drink? Shouldn't you drink? Should you bring your own food? Should you eat the food there? Mindfully Well is going to walk you through this so that you can show up for yourself this summer fully confident in all of your decisions, but also your body. You get to fully live into your best summer life when you join Mindfully Well. You can enroll into Mindfully Well by heading to my website, melissaikecoaching.com, or you can head to the link in the show notes and it'll bring you right there. Enrollment closes on May 10. You'll want to get in before May 10 because this program usually sells out. In fact, over half of the spots are already gone because my current clients re-enroll into the next round. Yes, it's that good that they want to keep going. So if you're listening to this today, enrollment has opened, head to the link in the show notes or to my website, melissaikecoaching.com to secure your spot. All right, let's get started with my interview with Molly. Yeah. All right, guys, I have my current client, Molly, here today. Molly joined Mindfully Well 4 months ago, and she is rejoining for the next round. And we're going to walk you through Molly's progress today and also where she was before she joined Mindfully Well and then where she is now. And so we're just going to walk you through this. We're going to talk about why she started. We're going to talk about what we all did in our first 4 months together and then how she feels today. So welcome, Molly. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, Molly, how did you feel before you started Mindfully Well? Why did you actually decide to join?
I felt, I guess, just like crap. I wasn't feeling good. I was bloated. I was tired in the afternoons, hitting that afternoon crash, feeling like I needed, another cup of coffee to get me through the day. Not energized, but ultimately, like, my guts weren't right. I've been following you for a while and just kind of made me take the plunge. Like, I need to join this to feel good.
Yeah. We talked about that right before this call, or right before we jumped on here, on how you had watched this program for an entire year before committing to it. And why sometimes when we've tried so many times to make the change ourselves, and we've tried a program and we've tried this and that, and we don't actually get the result that we want, we end up hesitating to ever invest into another one because we just finally come to a point where we're like, I don't believe that I could actually feel better. And that was actually what was holding you back from just doing it instead of holding on to the belief that you don't actually think that anything else would work for you.
Right. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you could tell yourself a year ago how you feel today, what would you tell her about, like, stop watching the program?
I would say join because Melissa's going to find the cause of what's causing your issues and what your problem is. And I mean, you don't mess around. It's like, we're going to find something that works. And if it doesn't work, we're going to find another thing that works and we're going to make you feel better. And I would just say, do it.
Yes. Okay.
Join it.
And then before you joined Mindfully Well, you had a few issues, which we'll talk about here in a minute, but one of them was weight loss. You had been wanting to lose weight. You had wanting to, gain energy. So tell me about what programs or what dieting you had done before that, before joining Mindfully Well, because I always like to know that, as I think clients like to know that too, so that they can see themselves and, like, oh, this is the patterns I've done in the past are actually very normal. But it doesn't mean that there isn't a solution out there. So just tell us, like, the different types of things that you tried before joining Mindfully Well.
I've done the whole, like, okay, eat more protein, like trying to get more protein in. And I mean, that's good for you, but it's just like doing it the right way. Like, maybe, I guess I've done, gosh, what else have I done? Done the not eating, the not, not fueling your body before your workouts, or even during the day, like just kind of letting yourself run on coffee and not a ton of food. And it's like, but you still gain weight.
Yes.
When you're not eating. I work out faithfully every day, but I don't, it just, the results weren't there and I still wasn't feeling good. And yeah, it's just, I kind of have felt like I had tried everything and nothing was working, doing the two shakes a day, doing like, Herbalife that when you drink shake in the morning, shake at lunch, and then you eat at dinner, that's, none of it worked. And then you get bored of it. So it's like, you give up on it. Like, you do it for a month or 2 months and then it's like, okay, that's not working. Oh, on to the next thing.
On to the next thing. Shiny object syndrome, right? Yes. Yeah. And your main goal when joining Mindfully Well was energy, right? Because I remember your biggest thing was that you just felt very tired all the time. You were gaining weight. You didn't know why, even when you were trying to lose weight. And then also you knew you had some gut problems.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Those were the main things. And yeah, just the whole gaining weight. And I think I hit a hump that I went over and I was like, wow, this is the biggest I've ever been, not pregnant. Like, this is not okay. Like, that is, it just, so finally, it was like the last few days to join Mindfully Well. And I'm like, I messaged you and I'm like, I want in.
Yeah, dude, snuck right
Get me
in.
in here.
So what we did is so when you just for everyone else listening, when you join Mindfully Well, you get a pretty intense health history form. So I can really see, you know, because it's not just about the weight, because most of my clients that come with me, they've already tried to lose weight several times and that it's just not working. And so I know that there's something under the hood that isn't working out. And so you get a pretty good health history form that you send in to me, and so that I can see, you know, where can I put this puzzle together so that I can get you quicker results. And so I knew that you had some weight loss resistance just in the fact that you had dieted many times before, and then that not only were you not losing weight, but you were gaining weight when you were trying to lose weight. That's a really big red flag that your body is really trying hard to get your attention that something isn't working here. And so when I see that, I know, okay, we're dealing with weight loss resistance. And then you also had a lot of gut issues. You had a lot of bloating. I can't remember if it was constipation, but you had also been diagnosed with IBS at one point, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
And your gut form, it just kind of lit up, like you clicked all the buttons there.
Yep.
And so I know when you have all those gut issues that you're not digesting and utilizing your foods and converting them into energy. And what that actually means, like on a, you know, a science like cellular level, is that your cells don't have any energy in them. And when they don't have any energy in them, they are going to downregulate all of your systems and your body parts, and your metabolism is going to go really low. Like you could be eating 2,000 calories a day, but you could actually be absorbing 1,200 calories a day. And so it's like those 800 calories, you're not even getting to use them as energy. They're just kind of like sitting in your stomach too long, causing more problems, growing more bacteria. And so that just makes a whole slew of issues, right? So I know your metabolism, I know you're not losing weight. I know you're not absorbing your foods. And then this also just creates a lot of inflammation in your body. And whenever you're inflamed, your body's just it's not going to respond in the way that we want to. I know that your metabolism is down. And then along with all of this, your stress is going to be up, right? So your physical stress is up. And whenever your physical stress is up, your day-to-day life stress is also going to be perceived as so much more. Everything becomes a big problem because your body's like, we don't feel good. We're going to make all of your life circumstances much more difficult because we're trying to get your attention here. We can't take any more stress. You need to figure this out. But we're just going around a day to day being like, why do I feel like shit? This is terrible. Why is everyone annoying? Right. So, like, everything just feels like a big problem when you're in here. And then also, your gut issues also ended up impacting your hormones. And so, in addition to when our gut isn't working very well, it's going to go over and it's going to play into your hormones. And so, your hormones aren't going to get excreted in the way that they should because your gut is holding everything up. And so we've just got a lot of like double, triple whammies going on here as to like, yeah, of course you don't have energy and of course you're not going to lose weight. So what we did is we did a GI map test, which we tested your stool and it came back with there was some dysbiosis. So that means that there was some bad bacteria, there was some good bacteria, you had a lot of overgrowth. And then I also noticed that there was some liver issues, right? And so not to get too complex on the podcast, because that can go way over anyone's head. But I knew that if that was an issue, then we also have hormone issues. And so we did a Dutch test as well. And then your Dutch test came back with higher estrogen. And then also, like, I was very surprised that I saw a lot of linking factors to insulin resistance on that as well. So unstable blood sugars, which you would have totally went under the radar for me as far as blood sugar instability. I did not see that on your bingo card. And so we kind of caught that as well, knowing that, oh, you're kind of insulin resistant. Actually, I think you are very insulin resistant. And that's a big thing that we want to work on, right? Because we could have been trying to hit all these other marks, but if we don't also work on knowing that you're sugar isn't getting into the cell to be used for energy, then we would have probably gotten more stuck along the way as well. So what we did is we first started out with a detox, and I also call this a flush. This is where I go through and I just basically try to flush things out from your gut and also your liver. It's an intense couple weeks, and I don't necessarily like to be known as the intense coach. I like to be known as the coach that lives in the gray, but it is a rather, tedious 2 weeks. But how did you feel after that?
I felt amazing after it. Like, I mean, I just felt like I definitely got cleaned out of things that have been in my gut for a long time. And honestly, since then, I haven't had any bloating. I haven't had any, like my gassiness has gone away. Like everything has just felt great. And I lost 10 pounds. Like it was just like that. Like, holy cow, that's a lot of crap, literally, that was just sitting in me.
And also just like to speak of how inflamed your body was at that point, right? Because you lost, in that amount of time, we're not losing 10 pounds of body fat. We're losing 10, some body fat, but we're losing 10 pounds of just stuff our body needs to get rid of. And it's really just, it's kind of clogging up everything, right? Like everything is backlogged. And so we just get the body primed and ready to go for the next phase, which is then we went in and we did some gut cleanup in addition to that, right? Because we still have to go in and we have to kill off some of the bad stuff that's overgrown in your belly. And then we also went in and we worked on estrogen detoxification so that you weren't estrogen dominant anymore. Because when you're estrogen dominant and you got gut problems, you're not going to be losing weight. You're going to be pretty stuck. Other things that we focused on, a lot of high quality foods. I also had you tracking your foods to making sure we're getting enough foods into your diet. Because when your body has kind of been starved of nutrients for so long because of the dieting, but also because of your poor gut health, we've got to get it enough of the high quality foods, right? We've got to send lots of signals to your body that things are good here. You have access to food, you can use the food. Stress management. We also did a lot of blood sugar stuff. We still are doing blood sugar stuff. And then workouts. How have those changed for you? What did we do there?
Workouts, we kind of tamed them down a little bit, just trying to like, let my body detox and just concentrate on doing the workout and a lot of walking. We've done a lot of walking, which I wasn't doing, which has been wonderful. It's been awesome to get outside, just get body moving and not worried about like getting sweaty, really. It's been like good to just be able to just go for a walk and a relax. Like, when I walk, I get my heart rate up, but it's like a relaxing walk for me. And but yeah, the walking, so we're walking 5 to 7 days a week, and we're strength training at least 4, and it's been, yeah, and I feel better doing that. I mean, I feel stronger, and it's been great.
And that just goes to show you that when you take the body out of the fight or flight state, which you were in before, and put it into the rest and digest more often, how good you can feel, right? Because intense workouts are great at some points in your life, but at other points in your life, they're not great, right? And for you right now, they're not great because we have to work so much on healing and putting your body into a rested state so that it can heal and it can feel safe and then it can lose weight. So what has your weight loss been so far since joining in the last 4 months?
I think I've lost 12 pounds.
Good.
Yes.
Awesome. And then what do you think? And then also with weight loss, what else has your progress been? Tell me about your energy. Tell me about your stress, anything that's on or off the scale.
So my energy has been great. I'm not having those afternoon crashes anymore. I mean, we talked a little bit about my bloating earlier, and that's been wonderful. I have not felt bloated at all. Which has been amazing for me, especially because every day I was bloated, like just never failed. I could just drink water and I would feel bloated. So that was definitely an issue and not fun to deal with for anyone. So just knowing that like I feel better is huge. My stress levels, three kids, so obviously, it's stressful at times. You're running kids to sports, you're running around trying to get dinner done, keep a house clean. And my patience was little to none. I mean, I ask you to do something once, but if I have to ask twice, I'm yelling. Now it's like I'm calm. I know when my heart rate's getting elevated a little bit, so I know to just walk away or take a deep breath. Like I'm more aware of my stress, where before I would just, lose it just in an instance, where now it's like, okay, you're stressed out, listen to your body. Like, walk away, take a deep breath, go for a walk by yourself, whatever it may be. Like, it's just nice to be aware of it and not feel so like everything's a big deal and we're in a rush to get everywhere. 'Cause that's kind of how my life is. Like, we're always rushed. Now I'm just like, you know what? If I'm 5 minutes late for work, it's okay. It's not a big deal. Like, I'm not gonna yell and I work myself up getting out the door in the mornings. So, yeah,
Yeah,
it's been really.
the awareness is just such a huge win for everybody, right? Like knowing what do you actually want to stress out about and what don't you? And many times, you know, 95% of what we're stressing about, when we stop and ask ourselves, why are we stressed about this? We're like, I don't know why I'm stressed about this. It doesn't even make sense, right? And then you get to actually be the seer of your own mind and you get to coach yourself through that. And I mean, it's life-changing from what I see on my end of the screen. I do it for myself too. Like the other day I was stressed out or I was yelling at somebody about something in my house and I was like, why does this doesn't actually matter. It's okay. Like let it go. It's fine.
Right.
What do you think has helped you the most in Mindfully Well?
I would say the most is, having the one-on-one coaching calls and the group calls have been huge. Like that, just like having access to you all the time is wonderful. I think the most tracking foods has helped. Just kind of everything. I can't like pinpoint one thing, but just all the different things that I would never know what supplements I'm needing to be taking for this, that, or the other thing. I would have never done these tests to know that my gut is inflamed and that my hormones were whack. And so it's just honestly, everything has helped. Like, I cannot say like there's just one thing. It's been wonderful all around because I would be the one trying to work my butt off in my workouts and sweat, where you're just telling me, okay, let's do this 30-minute workout, work hard, but we don't want to get your heart rate up too much. And then just go for walks, where I'm one to go for a 3-mile run and be like, oh, I gained 4 pounds after that or
Yes. And I think that is so helpful for everyone to hear because I know that there's women out here that are listening to this and being like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one that that happened to. And I thought that, you know, my body was broken and I thought there was something wrong with me or that I was doing something wrong. But when you see that in somebody else, like that's happening to somebody else too, that is just a reaction to your body being incredibly stressed. And for right now, you just need a different plan. That's it. Like you just have to do something else for a while. And it doesn't mean it's forever, especially for people who love to run, right? Like love running is like their stress relief. It doesn't mean it's going to be forever, but if you're gaining weight after you go do these things, your body is really trying hard to get your attention and it's time to listen.
Right.
And then how about the group calls? When you were like, okay, I'm going to go into this group, how did that make you feel?
Right away it was nerve-wracking. I mean, I would say the first one, second one, third one, because every time it's usually different people in there. Sometimes there'd be similar people, and you call my name first, I get nervous. But usually, I mean, it was great. Like you're there to walk us through it, even if we didn't know or, weren't like quite thinking right. Like, oh, I don't really know this day. But I mean, yeah, just having you and then listening to the other girls in the calls and just be like, okay, wow, I'm not the only one that feels this way. When you're kind of feeling alone in a sense, like I'm the only one that feels like this and this sucks. But you're not. Like, somebody in the call feels the same way you do, or, even worse. And it's like, wow, it's so good for us to take care of ourselves. You get one body, so take care of it. And yeah, so no, the group calls were great. They were good.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, and then last question, if somebody was on the fence about joining Mindfully Well, like you for an entire year, what would you tell her?
I would tell her, do it. Don't second guess yourself. If you feel like something is off or wrong with you, most likely it is. You can go to the doctor. They might tell you you're fine, so you think you're fine. Or they might give you pills to take and you take them, but you still feel like crap and you still know something's wrong. Like, Melissa looks into the root cause of what is going on with your body. You're as you as an individual. She doesn't look at everyone as a group. It's you and just towards you. And I would just say do it because, yeah, if you know something's off, you're the only one that lives in your own body. So join and you won't regret it.
Yes, and I'm so excited to have you in for this round again. I think it's going to be great. So, thank you so much for coming on today, Molly, and I will see you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mindfully Well with Mel. If you're ready to take practical steps to live a more mindful and healthy life, I encourage you to follow along on Instagram. You can find me at Melissa_Ike, where I share tips to help women just like you become healthier, lose unwanted weight, and feel well without the extremes and overwhelm. If this episode resonated with you, please leave a review on iTunes, which helps me to continue to create content you love. Finally, please note that the material in this episode is for educational purposes only and is not intended as a replacement for medical advice. Thanks for listening.